yo, yo, what up, what up? Good morning, GM, GM. What day is it? I don't know what day it is right now. Oh, there we go, Tuesday, April 16th, 2020. Look at that. I don't know if I can call it a beautiful day, but you know what? It is a beautiful day to have a beautiful day. I got my co-hosts. Yeah, we're so back. We're reunited. My co-host in the house, OSF, Doug Jesus. How y'all doing today?
Good. How you guys doing?
Great, man. Great, man.
I'm not in Dubai.
Yeah, I mean, happy for you that you're not in Dubai. Let me tell you guys, I'm going to have to drop off in 5 seconds, let you guys do the market stuff, because right as the show was going to start, so apologies if we're late, I heard a scream from the bedroom upstairs. I'm like, holy shit, what's going on? We have flooded again. So apparently there's two more fucking waves of floods. Yeah, in the bedroom. There's two more. Yeah, not that kind of flood, Doug Jesus. Oof, I don't know. Damn, that's crazy. Anyways, pause. So basically, apparently there's two more rounds of storms coming here. One at 7 p.m., so right on cue, 6:43. And one at 10 p.m. You absolutely love to see it. And the girls' bedrooms upstairs, Livia and Ev's, has a balcony. Apparently, there's no drain. Like, it's not working. And it's overflowing. And it flooded the entire house earlier when Lox and I went on the mission. And I just heard a scream upstairs. And Sims, that's why Sims had to run up. And Tavis had to tap in here, is currently outside with a bucket in the thunderstorm, trying to push water out with Elon and Loxley. Of the world, and you know, I kind of feel bad hosting the show, but you know, I gotta keep the business moving. You already know, but I have to go check in on it. We barely have any towels left from the first round of floods that we got. They just airdropped us some towels, but very little, not enough. Yeah, so Habibi, don't come to Dubai. Between you know, I thought nukes in Iran were gonna be the problem. I thought, like, you know, ballistic missiles and suicide drones were going to be the problem coming here. A fucking flood with invented rain is the problem. Did you guys know about that? Did you guys know they literally... So basically, apparently, allegedly, they doubled the dose this time because they want... This is the last rain for summer. And so I watched this video on how it's made about the fake rain in Dubai in between two floods. And so basically, it's just a bunch of cocaine. Sorry, it's white powder that they like put through the clouds to like facilitate the process of rainmaking. But I don't know. I don't understand it. It's pretty intense. And pretty sure I'm getting sick for this shit. I was a little sick already. This is not helping, being completely wet at all times. Pause. And so, yeah, that's what's going on right now. We are live on video, right? Yes, we're live on video. Let me get that broadcasting so that I can share it and everything. But yeah, anyways, today on the show, hi, baby. I'm sweating balls right now.
Me and us have got it.
Got it. Also, I also then hear my girlfriend screaming, so what the fuck? And also, the flood is coming through my personal ceiling in my room. So I'm going to go attend to that as well. In a second. Starting the show today, and I'm gonna fuck off. A market report. Crypto is literally sending to zero, by the way, as it's raining in Dubai. Markets are sending to zero. Rates are sending to zero. I don't know. I guess we're blaming Japan from what I'm getting from Ovi. And a whole bunch of stuff is happening. Alts, memes, and dreams. I mean, listen, there's one dream happening right now, and it's the Duck's dream. We have Duck Jesus himself coming up, so we'll talk about that. Hopefully, I'll be back for the Duck Jesus interview here. I definitely want to hear what it's like to be the hottest Solana meme coin dev in the world at the moment from Mando himself, as he was in there for the last 6 shows, so I can't wait to quack with him in a few minutes. And then last but not least, NFTs and whatnot. We don't have any partners or guests coming on the show today, but this show is powered, as usual, by Fairside Network. They were on the show last Friday. Oh, Amanda, you missed something. We literally had a Fed on the show.
Yeah, I heard.
The Fed busted Russ Albright. Ovi and I were both like, holy shit. Like, in case investigation, I had to play the thing. It was hilarious. You should look back at that clip. It was so funny. And also film.io that will be joining us on the show this coming Friday. So anyways, Anyways, why don't we get this party started? And since we haven't heard from him in a minute, Doug Jesus, tell us what's happening with the market today, and I'll be right back.
Who is the man, macro daddy of the land?
Is that going to work for us now? No, it does. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Mate, how you doing?
Good, how are you? Is that a real background you're in or a fake background?
That's actually real. Like, I moved house in the last week. That's why I was on the show.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, this is one of the rooms in the new house. But that just shows you that I just had no fucking idea that this was going to blow up like it did. Like, I was literally moving house that week. It has not been the easiest of moves, but nice now in the sunshine. Portugal's looking nice.
Nice bright room there. I know you like your dingy rooms, but that one looks like a nice.
Yeah, it's good, man. What a few days this has been. Should we get into what's been going on? Because I guess you've been doing the show with Just Farouk. Have you said a word during those shows or not?
Kept it minimal.
Minimal. Huh? Well, market's not looking so good. I would say in general, mainly all the geopolitics stuff, but then a few other things like rates have gone a lot higher and altcoins. I mean, altcoins have been absolutely smashed. In the last like 1 or 2 weeks, most of them have raised like months of gains. It's been horrific for a lot of altcoins. I think only 6 coins, maybe even less now, have outperformed Bitcoin all year now, which is very similar to what it was like last year, right? Bitcoin outperformed everything. People thought we're going to get some altcoin cycle, and then this period has just wrecked a bunch of altcoins, wrecked a bunch of meme coins, wrecked just everything, really. Bitcoin is 63K, roughly, 62K. So it's kind of hanging out, only about 15% off its all-time high. But it's definitely been pretty horrific, I think, for a lot of people in the market. I don't really know like what's causing this. I think people are pointing to obviously the Israel-Iran stuff, but then that to me, oil has been going down the last couple of days. Like oil is telling you that they don't think that's going to be that big a deal. What I think is happening is that the bond yields are going higher and people are really starting to freak out about that. And there's a few different reasons why. Part of it's just like this inflation idea coming back. The fact that oil had gone higher meant that people again think inflation's coming back. And then you were saying today before we came on the show that Japan may be involved, which I think is because Japan's trying to save its currency right now. The yen is being, to be clear, every single currency is being destroyed by the dollar over the last couple of weeks, but the yen in particular. And the yen in Japan owns like a huge number of treasuries. So they're probably selling treasuries and pushing yields higher, which would make sense. But that, I think, is what's causing the bit of the macro freak out. What do you think?
Yeah, that's apparently the main reason for rates going a lot higher. At first, I thought it was like, oh, maybe because of war and oil and inflation and stuff. But like the oil price is lower. Like oil's barely moved since this stuff kicked off. And so it sounds like it's because I think Japan is like the largest holder of US treasuries or one of the largest holders of US treasuries. And they're just basically having to sell it to protect the yen. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know the full picture and color there, but I'll find out in a bit.
They're going to do it for a while. Yeah. They said that they've been like umming and ahhing about it because the yen's been, I think it's the lowest since 1990 right now versus the dollar. So it's like 30 years. And they said they were going to step in to protect it. So this is probably what they've been doing. And everyone's just had a little freak out. Crypto, like the risk taking doesn't seem that high. Like funding is either flat or negative across the board now. Open interest is the equivalent of when Bitcoin was at 40K. That's where open interest has dropped down to. So open interest is down a lot across the market. Altcoins, like I said, most altcoins are down about 50% over the last month. Like it has been horrific for a bunch of different altcoins. Meme coins held up okay until about, 10 days ago? And then everything got torched, including, I think part of that's because Solana went down so much and a lot of altcoin meme coins went down Solana. So yeah, if you're in crypto right now, it is probably a little bit scary because I think everyone's being tested on shit. Even like mates who are in like peripherally into crypto are texting me being like, oh, what the hell's going on? This is kind of a crazy move. I think we will recover. I would be unsurprised if we hit another 59k touch here, or like 59-60k. But I don't see why we are going to nuke here unless you see like something really horrifically happen on geopolitics. This feels more just like a bit of a freak out. And the ETF flows have been kind of benign. Like nothing's really going on. Very, very small outflow yesterday, but nothing really to write home about. And then you had Hong Kong saying they're going to launch ETF. So I'm not really bearish or anything like that, but it does feel a little bit like the fear is back in the market. It's the most fear I've seen in the market for months, right?
I think the problem is, and the reason why I think people are so upset, even though we're up a lot in the last 6 months, is I think in the last month, you probably started to have like a big influx of retail people come in. And when after that happened, I think there's more people who have now lost money because they've come into things at the highs or close to the highs. And that's why I think the sentiment is pretty weak. And that's why you get a lot of texts from normies thinking, oh, is it all over? Is it bad? Because they're all like down now, whereas we're all still up because we're talking about positions we've had for the last 6 months, which are still massively, massively up. So I think that dynamic in the market has changed a bit. But yeah, I do agree. I do think things will come back. I'm not personally not really that worried. I just think you will have shakes and wobbles in a bull market. And I think it's too early for this bull market to end, really. I think the tailwinds are still pretty strong. But yeah, this is going to be something that may take a while to blow over. We may go lower. Like, I wouldn't be surprised to see Bitcoin go down towards 55, 50K. It's a possibility. I don't think we'll get there, but it's definitely a possibility. I wouldn't rule out. I do think 60K and below, it feels like there's a lot of bidding interest at that level, I think. So it'd be tough to see it go materially below that, but you never know. Like, things can change and escalate very quickly. But yeah, I'm still pretty bullish. It's not really like, I think if we got to levels like we saw on Saturday or Sunday, whenever it was, those are levels I think I would add at again. But unless we get there, I don't think I'm just holding it here, I think.
Yeah, the realized price for Bitcoin, which is often considered like the level where it often bounces upon, is 58K, I think. I'd be very surprised if we went below 58K without a significant bounce. Like, that would be a huge thing to just break through. So I agree with you. If we go below 60, I think you'll see a lot of buying, because I don't think this bull trend is over. But I'd be unsurprised to see a bit of another freak out, at least, just because it feels like that, right? Like, fucking Bitcoin, ETH, Solana is moving 5, 10, 15% a day at the moment. The vol is crazy. Like, I sent a chart of the Doge the other day, which is, Doge has gone up and down 50% twice in the last month. Like, it went up and down 50% twice in a month. Like, that is crazy. And I think that's the case for even good coins, right? Like, coins which you expect to still have a good cycle, not just like dead vaporware that's gonna die off. That volatility is not good. Like, I said it in our chat yesterday, which is like, I'd like to just be able to open up crypto prices and they not be 5% from the last time I looked at them or from when I woke up. Like, I woke up this morning and crypto was actually unchanged from when I went to sleep.
In that time period,
everything had nuked and come all the way back up. It done like a 5% dip and then come back up. I was like, fuck me. Like, it is wild at the moment. Which is not something I think many people predicted post the ETF. I think people predicted that things would be more calm. And actually what we've seen is volatility has gone up a lot, at least over the last month, particularly for altcoins rather than Bitcoin. Anyway, so it's definitely a bit scary in crypto right now. Like, it's, you know, I think everyone's portfolio is down a decent amount, unless you just bought Duck, but everyone's
epic.
The Duck. I think this is the sort of time where it doesn't feel excessively risky. Like, it doesn't seem excessively levered. I can't imagine us seeing some massive nuke here from here. It's more just going to be like those painful ones where it just like drifts lower and everyone tests their confidence, and we probably have to consolidate for a little bit. But yeah, definitely a bit scary.
Yeah, Okay, I'm back, lads. It seems like the flood is under control. Yeah. at least until the next one at 10 p.m., which we're not ready for. But we have 3 hours to prepare for that one. Shout out to Sims, by the way. Big shout out to our producer, Sims. Dude is drenched. Hope he doesn't get sick. But anyways, holy shit. So besides that, did you guys talk about this Japanese shit you were talking about in the studio?
Yeah, okay. We spoke about it. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I don't want to be... Okay, fine, because... Not that I wasn't listening, but I wasn't. One, just a reminder. Also, I pinned to the top the Twitter Spaces link. You know, it's Tuesday. It's Robit Tuesday. So we're going to be doing two more Robit loot box spins. So two chances to win. I still can't add many NFTs. So there's still a lot of chances to win a lot of money or a lot of red guys. But I have a feeling that now Jack Jesus is back and the market's back and it's pouring rain in Dubai. Someone's going to win a punk just for the lols. I think just for lols, we're going to get some good luck on that front. Mando, we talked about this in quite a lot with Ovi yesterday, but I'm curious to hear your thoughts on it. Like Hong Kong ETFs, obviously they're not set to trade just yet. They're going to trade next week. Actually, they were set to trade next week to not coincide with a conference in Dubai, which is hilarious. So not only did Dubai fuck everything up for us, not only that, they also made the Hong Kong ETFs actually open later. So what's your two cents on Hong Kong ETFs and the potential? That is, there's a legend here. Look at this legend. Look at this legend in the back. There he is. But what's your take on the Hong Kong ETFs? And do you think they will have a potential big impact on the market or not?
I think it's a big unknown. Like traditionally, the US market is way, way bigger for ETFs. But that being said, like China has effectively banned crypto in mainland China. Various different aspects of it. Like it's still difficult to own it. So I think it could be a big thing. Much bigger than people anticipate just because... This could open it up to in like a regulated way. So yeah, I think it could be a big thing.
Okay, I guess we'll see. The question was like with Ovi that we had, well, like a lot of the Asian markets like really active in crypto already, right? And we're like, we'll figure it out. If they're already active in crypto, given that all the top exchanges and volumes are happening over there already, then does it really need like a rail for adoption? Whereas in the US, like yeah, like the government's actively fighting crypto, but you said it, like China is fighting crypto as well in a way. You want to see a sandbox, Hong Kong, that's allowed to kind of do what it wants.
It's Hong Kong, right? So I think that's why I think it could be a big deal. Because there's, people in Asia, it's big, but in China, it hasn't. Well, it's been more gray area sort of stuff happening. So I think this could be a big deal.
Okay. Listen, I heard you say something about my bags going under 60K. Thankfully, I wasn't listening to your whole spiel. Because I don't need more on my plate at the moment. But you're right. Every morning I wake up, I check price. I'm not even gonna say back price. I don't know price. It's like I wake up in the morning, like open Coin Market Cap, and I'm either expecting like 55,000, like back to 70K. that's the state of the market now. I thought it was selling mango away, lads. You guys didn't tell me about the month of April. I thought we were getting excited about the halving. Actually, let's talk about that. I said yes on the show that we wait for you to come back. What do we all think happens post-halving? Is this the dip, that post-halving dip that we got pre-halving already? Or do we think that we're just going to keep halving every day? What do you both think happens?
I think my medium term is still super bullish on crypto. Like I'm fucking couldn't be more bullish. But at the same time, this feels like a bit of a freak out from a macro perspective. So you can't really predict those sort of things. It's tough to have leverage. It's tough to it's tough to be in things which aren't majors at this time, like because everyone just consolidates into like Bitcoin and Solana and ETH, and even Solana's down fucking 40% or whatever it is. So I think you just got to kind of ride it out and hope your bag comes back or...
Yeah, or not, or find a job. I don't know. I was looking at McDonald's applications in Dubai because it's halal, you know. And I heard they pay a little better than America, but I don't know if I'm gonna be able to get a job over here. But look, every chart looks like this. You know those trees that are like look super depressed, but they're beautiful. You know those trees that just fall, baobab or something they call them. What is it? Baobabs, right? Baobabs. I thought it was just a French word. Wow, we've gone sub 62 right now. It's official. We're sub 62K. What we went as low as what here? Here we went as low as 60.7.
We went to 60K. I think we went to I mean, maybe I saw like the levered bit of it, but yeah, we definitely went under 60. I think like 59.9 or something.
Wow. That is wild. With ETH also struggling for its life to keep a $3,000 level
ETH's
here.
So. All right, actually. ETH's
is doing better. It's falling less than the rest. I mean, our Solana is getting obliterated right now. Obliterated is the word. Do we have a word on the patch? Like, is Solana fixed now? Like, we're the 16th of April.
It's fixed.
Fixed? Okay. Cool.
Oh, they did upgrade. The ticket failures are very, very low now.
I mean, you know, given your pretty big shot Solana dev, I mean, I thought, you know, maybe I would ask you your thoughts. Yeah, I mean, you probably have fucking Raj Gokal's fucking number phone on your fucking, you know, favorites with your mom and dad now. You know, it's like mom, dad, Raj. You know, figure maybe, you know, you're quite plugged in now with Austin Federa and all these fuck Tolly. Yeah. Yo, Tolly. Can y'all fix something? You know, I need to duck.
Speed dial. I wouldn't have done a Solana meme coin, man. Like, this has been, I think, one of the worst times to launch a Solana meme coin. Like, things have been wrecked. If only we launched this during the peak of this cycle, like, things would have fucking flown.
Let's just go naturally into that conversation, Mando. You have now been a meme coin day for how long?
It's just under 2 weeks, right? 13 days.
Yeah, because it was Rec Radio, which is tomorrow, technically. Tomorrow's 2 weeks. It was on Wednesdays. So tomorrow's 2 weeks, celebrating your 2 weeks of officially being a meme coin dev. Things went immediately south on day one, and it's been up only ever since. You have taken it upon yourself to become, you know, not even self-proclaimed. You have been proclaimed by the people. Doug G's. So a lot of people are like self-proclaimed. What I like about you is your humility to let the people proclaim you. Doug G says he still has not shaved and he still has not cut his hair, for what it's worth. We had this conversation in the studio. You look like I'm jealous because you can actually have a full beard. It looks fantastic.
Oh, yeah, all the way.
Oh my god, look at, so can you please tell me what kind of juju and magic you do and touch for the chart to look like this compared to the Solana charts that was happening before? And also asking you, how has it been? Talk to us about the last, I guess, 8-9 days, because we haven't seen you in a bit on the show.
Yeah, you haven't, right? Yeah, I don't know. Like, what I would say about this is, I think a lot of Solana meme coins recently, they've just gone from like 0 to 100 million in a day. Like, after Boom and all that sort of stuff, like, things just flew. And that's not what's happened here. Like, we went to 25 and then we literally went to like 1. And so all the, like, the insiders, so to speak, and this is pump.fun, right? So like a lot of people got out. A lot of people got out. Whereas traditionally, like, the cabal takes a coin to 100 million or 200 million, and then they just dump it, right? And then they move on to the next coin. Like, this actually hasn't been like that. This has been like, you could have gotten in on this coin at several points, right? Like, this has gone to 8 million like a few different times.
It was $20 million for like the whole, like, average of 10, 12 months, like 2 whole weeks.
Until it was yesterday. Like eight for a few days, then it went to 20, then it went back to 8 for a couple of days in the sell-off, then it started to rally. So like, I like it because the distribution is now good. I realized it got botted also quite hard when it came out of pump.fun. Like, a few of those accounts were like, they had like weird numbers and
you've been posting those accounts on the timeline.
Yeah, because I think it's important to know, like, it's when they're like getting out, but a lot of them got out. Like, if you actually look at the top traders, go onto Jupiter right now and you look at the top traders, most of them actually haven't made that much because they all sold in that first week when it was hanging out at like 8 to 10. So like, I think the highest P&L is something like $500,000 for a trader, right? And they sold 60 million. So if they kept 60 million, they'd be up like, what, $3 million?
And can I know who number three holder epiccock.soul is? Like, have you noticed this?
I have an idea who that is. But
someone is epiccock. Have you guys seen this? Epiccock.soul, third holder.
Because it doesn't, it's not like your traditional cabal coin, right? Like, where
I'll tell you, the boys missed out on it. I got in because I was watching Rec Radio. Ovi missed it, D's missed it, fucking all the boys missed out. Like, Harold, Lana, like, everyone missed out on your shit. I had to call Lux and I was like, Lux, do you know Mando did this? He's like, what the fuck?
So you had to like properly believe it. And so now I don't know, it's gotten progressively easier, right? Like, the Twitter account is just fucking going wild. So that's, and the meme's like taking off. I always thought it was a good meme, right? It's an OG meme. Like, it's a duck, which no one's really done before. You can take, yeah, it's got its own personality. So like, it's a good meme. Like, people are really, and also one of the best things I think happened is immediately like Asia, China, all of Asia, like love the fucking duck, man. So I just immediately set that up from like a structural standpoint, set up the Telegram group, got like community members involved. And that's been like a big game changer. Like Bing X, this account that listed us today, that's like they're big in China. I didn't even speak to them once. They just fucking listed it. So, yeah, like someone from the China community DM me about 30 minutes ago and said, hey, I knew the guy, I've been telling him to list it, and he just listed it. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, so this has been one thing, and I tweeted this out a couple of days ago, it's become way bigger like than me now, which is great. Like, and for me, it was just like setting it up, making sure that it had like the structure to do well. And now everyone's just like, the website was created by a community member. The game was created by a community member. The Telegram group, the China Telegram group, is now run by the community. We have community mods in the main group. We have a content channel with like meme people like creating content for the Twitter. We like, it is a proper operation now, of which I'm just like, I'm like quarterbacking, but this thing has got legs. This thing has actually got fucking legs, and it's not my leg.
It's still going higher while you're talking. It could be the first time it's $50 million on this show. Well, technically, it would have hit 57 now, right? Because you burnt like 15%.
It's like burnt the dev supply, and now, you know, it's got good momentum. It's got good momentum, right? So, like, I got a good market maker on board. We got through a connection that I knew, and then now it's like, can we get exchanges? People are now starting to list us.
The official drink of Wreck Drink, official duck of Wreck Drink. It's pretty important in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I guess like people create content on this account that I don't even know. Like, so it goes 24/7. We have like 3D artists like rendering this duck and like putting it, the stickers, man. The stickers are fucking incredible.
I even made my own stickers on WhatsApp and iMessages chats, because now with AI, you know, directly you can make your own. So I made my own stickers. Like, it's so much fun.
Yeah.
I take back, I wanted to tell you on the record, I take back what I said on the day of when I said the meme was not funny. Remember live on air, you were live on React. I was like, the meme's not funny. Keep it in that book. It's not funny. Or maybe I should give you the credit of making this meme that I found not funny hilarious.
Yeah, it's just a duck. It's just an epic fucking duck. So you can do a lot with that, right? He's dating Sydney Sweeney. He likes anime girls. He likes Nando's. He likes Zen and cigarettes in the morning. Like, he's got a personality now on Twitter, man. So I think, we can hopefully take this, right? And like, people are all behind it. So we've got a shot.
This is ridiculous.
Now it's like the community is fully taking this, and I can just help guide them to like set them up in the right way, and obviously I can help with like the Twitter and stuff like that. But it is, this thing is getting legs of its own.
Do we get to know who the epic intern is? Because the epic intern is deserves a raise. I hope the epic intern's getting paid right.
They're getting paid. Don't worry. They're getting paid.
This one.
Oh, it's just creating videos for us, right? It's like, one of the best videos. That's cool,
baby, but that's not. What do you think?
Mando, you are a ridiculous human being.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
What? Impressive. Very nice. Mm. This is fucking dumb. Let's see Paul Allen's. Oh my god.
All right, listen. We are live streaming on Binance Live right now. Okay.
That's a community, so if right? Binance, we've made that.
There's like 600 people watching live. Do the good deed. If you're working at Binance and you're watching our show, I'm pretty sure, I'm not going to say we're a top show on there, but we do get, like, we looked at the stats, right? Since we do what, 2,500 every day on Binance? Maybe 3,000. So, 3,000 people on top of this, like, come live through Binance every single day for every show of ours. Because we don't do much numbers on space. I mean, we do a little bit, but it's really become a video show here, which I love. And so, listen, if you're listening, Richard Tang is here in Dubai. I'm going to walk up to him because I got a media pass. You know what I mean? So I got access on the 18th, Token 2049, the back room, which has like Token 2049 is like proper A-list, like fucking crypto and outside crypto in the lounge. You know, maybe I need to wear like a t-shirt or something. You know, I need to show my own shit. I need to work on Rugby or the Crypt. All right, you know what? Okay. Listen, let me tell you something though. In France,
list the fucking duck, man. List it. List.
I mean, it's Richard, right? It's Richard Tang or CZ's wife. CZ's what? Wait, isn't CZ's wife run shop now? Literally, or his girlfriend? List it, CZ. And you know what? I think Kraken. You know, we work with Kraken a lot on Rugby Radio.
Make it
we
happen.
Work with Kraken a lot. We love Kraken and Rock Radio. You know, it's time for Kraken to rebrand to like Kraken. Is there like an epic? Is there there must be like a World Duck Day that exists, right? We should Google that. Like, is there a world?
I actually haven't looked. I know there's like rubber duck competitions, right? Like a lot. I've learned a lot about rubber ducks actually over the last few months.
Mando say learned a lot about rubber ducks. Can you please tell me more what you've learned about rubber ducks the last few days while I Google the World Duck Day?
So yeah, they do like a big duck race in London, I found out. Someone came to me and was like, look, we can break the record if we buy 300,000 ducks of the most number of ducks. We can break like the Guinness World Record for like the duck race. He was like, it'll cost about 75 grand and we can race them all in London.
Well, we can race 75K.
Like I was like, maybe. Like he came to me with that idea a few days ago. We've also got the biggest duck in the world, right? Which has been touring. So I'm looking at that. Like, there's a few different things. Like rubber ducks as a thing, there's a lot of like there's like a cult community around this, right?
Actually, you know what? Duck Jeep. So I drive a Jeep Wrangler Sahara in Montreal. And so one day a few months ago, my girlfriend went to drive the car and there was a rubber duck on the car. True story. It happened last year. And so there was a little tag on it. It's called Duck Jeep or something. It's a real thing. You can Google it. You know how Jeep people have a weird thing with like the Jeep wave where you wave at each other if I have a Wrangler? It's super cringe. Jeep Wrangler drivers are kind of the bored apes of cars, right? But, right? Lux? And so I like my Sahara. I like my Jeep. It's lifted. I drive a big ass truck, bro. And anyways, it's not even mine. It's my girlfriend's. I don't own a car. And there was a car, and so there's a thing where like there's a trend, Mando, where people leave a little rubber duck on Jeep Wranglers. It's like a sign of appreciation for the Jeep Wranglers.
I love that. I'm a big fan of a Jeep. I'm thinking about buying one in Portugal.
Listen, I like it, but I would advise against it because it's actually like it's not that fun to drive. Maybe the new ones are better. Yeah, I mean you got money, bro. You get yourself a G-Wagon. You know,
I like driving one. I drove one in Hawaii for a while.
They're fun until they're not fun anymore. Personal team. I've been driving it for like 2 years now. But that's my two cents. We're not here to talk cars and everything. But anyways, it is what it is. Anyways, so that's your Jewish take. I mean, Ovi, I'm gonna go to you here for a second. I mean, how have you seen, you know, as Mando's, you know, honorary, you know, better half, you know, what how has Mando's life changed in the last 10 days? You're muted.
Yeah, he's been pretty much full-time duck. Like I haven't seen him focus on anything this intensely for a long time.
We haven't done a team meeting for like since it launched. Actually, since the day it launched, me, Callie, and Obi are talking. We haven't done a team meeting because I haven't slept basically, and I was moving house. So like the only time I had when I wasn't moving house was like or putting up furniture and shit was to sort out the duck and like a few other things. But yeah, it's been wild.
I love that. This man hasn't done a single team meeting at Canary Labs in the last 10 days, moved homes, and still managed to take a token to $50 million during like pretty much World War III and floods in Dubai. So that's actually impressive, Mando. Obviously, full disclosure, and I don't think I need to make the disclosure anymore. We all have bags. So, and we're very happy about it, actually. You know what? This is our little fucking duck. It's ours, all of ours. Every listener, everyone. I mean, I'm happy for what you've done because a lot of the Rug Radio and the Rec Guy holders, have been cooking, because those are the people that should, you know, jump on anything that we do first, right? Like Recreator holders, Recreator holders, and like my team jumped on it, you know? Like I find it's pretty fun. Like people around, I've had obviously multiple conversations in Paris because they're for conference. I've been meeting people in Dubai for the last 2 years I've been here. And like everyone knows about it and everyone finds it hilarious. So I love that you've made really this kind of like your personality.
Send it in Dubai, man. Make sure everyone hears about it in Dubai. Habibis.
If I can get out of the fucking house, I promise you I will preach the gospel of the duck. But for now, I'm more worried about water, the outside not coming into my own house. But after this, I'm sure things will be fine and it'll work out very well. Anyways, in other, I think that's a good roundup, right? Markets, crypto, and everything. Look, we'll see where things go. But you know, Solana's still hanging for its life at 130, Ether 3,000, and Bitcoin at 62. I even saw Doge go a little beneath 15 cents for a hot second there, while I had the chart open. So that's that. The halving is this Saturday. I'm sure we'll talk about it a little more on Friday. Maybe I can bring someone on the show to talk more halving with us. But obviously, personally speaking, as you guys know, I'm really excited about the runes, which if I open DGen's finance right now, let's see StreamYard present. Let's see what is happening in the world of NFTs. I mean, the main thing on my timeline I'm seeing about NFTs is the incredibly low sentiment across Yugo Labs and other assets. Actually, Mando, we talk about it a little bit with Ovi. I say, what do you take it? Do you think 9 ETH is the bottom for Bored Apes here? Because they got swept by Yatsuya last night, as I've seen. I think 10 apes. They're now sitting at 11, 12 ETH. What do you think this goes? I mean, the sentiment, usually this is where you buy, right? Like where sentiment is like really fucking terrible, but it could go down a little more. Like I'm not seeing the global ETH NFT sentiment go higher. It's not like a Bored Apes thing. What do you think?
So like 95% of all the trades in that market is blur farming, and all the blur farmers don't think it's going higher. Like they're all complaining at each other, pointing fingers, saying, you know, this is people manipulating markets, everyone's getting wrecked, like chasing tiny pumps, and then they're like basically pump and dumps, people smash them lower. So there's like a lot of market manipulation in that farming market right now. I can't imagine that changes until maybe Blast comes out, and then the incentives for even those farmers to stay involved don't change. So I can imagine ETH NFTs continue to be in this kind of rut until again, like the blur incentives change.
Yeah, it's I guess we'll see. Look, I don't think it's I know a lot of people like to blame Blur, and we've talked about Blur a lot before, but I think it's really more an NFTFi thing that just doesn't really work at the moment either. And I guess the incentive programs are different. I mean, Obi, when is this? When is Blast? When is that? Do we have a date in April, or is it just, or is May?
May. It's May. There's no date for it, but it's supposed to be sometime in May.
I thought it was April. Everyone kept saying April's going to be big for NFTs because of Blast.
No, it's May. It's always been May.
Oh my God. Okay. So if I were to guess,
I think Blast is going to be big, by the way. Like when I did a poll the other day, what do you think the FTV will be on Glass? I think my options were like 1 to 3 billion, 3 to 5 billion, 5 to 7, 7 plus. And most people are like, it's going to be like 15 to 20. So I think it's going to be a pretty big airdrop, I think.
I think
FTV over time.
Yeah.
It's 10 to 15 is what I would say. Yeah,
10 to 15, which is going to be massive depending on how it's distributed. But
where's like Mantle? Where did that come?
Mantle was like 3 or sort of 5 or something.
But like a lot of L2, right? What I would say is that you haven't really noticed, but like Arbitrum's back at 1, dude.
Like, yeah, exactly.
So that Arbitrum was at 20. Actually, yeah, it probably comes below. It'd be difficult for it to be above Arbitrum, right?
That's what you think, yeah. But is Arbitrum, I guess, like there's this concept of FDV and also like circulating supply, and Arbitrum is probably like,
if they do
like a lot now. So
if they do a 5% airdrop rather than a 10% airdrop, I reckon you could get it above that.
Yeah,
get it above Arbitrum. If it's a 10% airdrop, I reckon it'd be tough to beat Arbitrum now.
Yeah,
like this move, like so many altcoins have just been absolutely destroyed, right?
It's bad. It's grim. It's grim. Altcoins are grim. Grim as fuck. Like, I mean, my Solana is not great either. Oh wow, man. It's
Optimism's at 9 now. That was at Fuck me, that was like 2x that. Over 2x.
I've got a bag of optimism. I forgot to sell that.
Yeah, so the L2 trade in, like, since about a month ago, they've all been absolutely hammered. So if this had come a month ago, I would have said that that could go 15, 20 actually. But now I think more 5, 10 maybe.
Wow. I mean, it's all heavily dependent to Ethereum itself, right? So
yeah. And in a month's time, when it comes out, we could be talking about a very different situation. But I would find it weird if it came above Arbitrum, right? Unless it was a small airdrop into a...
Maybe there's more points that lead to more points, bro. You never know. I mean, they've mastered it. So there's points that maybe give you gems this time. So like 2 points mixed together give you like a diamond. Or like there's like rubies, emeralds, sapphires, like different stones and whatnot. Anyways.